the US Congress and Senate, because it is, as they say, Darrell, a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So even if these men and women don't have brains and are incapable of thinking, blinded through their own personal passions and lusts, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
We know for a fact that these people are ritual murderers. We know right now, we don't need to see the blood libels of the past. We look at Gaza today, we see the murder of women and children, and then we see them rolling out these lunatics to stand there and try and convince the rest of us that it's not going on. You know how they use the word ceasefire? They're apparently trying to sue for a ceasefire today. Ceasefire is what occurs in war. This isn't a war.
No. No, this is a genocide.
It's a genocide.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's mass murder genocide.
That's right.
The Harold Shipman and Peter Sutcliffe and the son of Sam would love to be out there right now.
Yeah.
They'd be in their element.
Yeah.
They'd be in their element. Oh, and we get paid and we get to wear nice uniforms as well. And we've got governments backing us on this, and we have the government of the United States defending us.
Well, because their own members have infiltrated and taken over. And this is what the French Connection has been about from the beginning, pointing out the fact that Zionist Jews, Judeo-Nazis, if you'll allow that statement to be used in this context, Judeo-Nazis taken over the United States and employing these same tactics within the government structure that they've taken over in America, but they've done it in France, they've done it in Britain, they've done it in I don't know what other countries. Italy seems like they've been compromised thoroughly as well. But Turkey, of course, has been compromised. I mean, come on, it doesn't even require the population to even have any relationship to these people whatsoever in the case of Turkey, or in the case of the United States, or how about France having 1% Jews, and almost every major control position in the entire nation is in Jewish hands. Every single one. It doesn't matter if it's the media, just like in America. It doesn't matter if it's medicine, research of medicine, politics, major businesses. Everything is in their hands. And they're 1% of the population. They control everything.
Indeed, they're less than 1% here in the UK, Darrell. They're about 1/6 of 1%. And yet, in spite of that, they wield inordinately large amounts of power and influence, which is completely wrong. It's against the idea of proportional representation of the people. But the Judases which they've brought on board, obviously to get... they've all tasted this blood. They're all turning blind eyes now. As George Galloway said in his speech, you know, the British government isn't incapable right now of condemning what's going on in Gaza. It's choosing to ignore it.
Yeah.
And in choosing to ignore it, it is choosing to ignore the murdered women, the women who were murdered by Peter Sutcliffe, by the Black Panther, by the Son of Sam murderer, the Manson murders. We're ignoring all of these. We're now turning a blind eye to all of this. Why? Because they are going to gain some kind of personal political favour, something that they want, something that they're lusting after, something that they're trying to hide from people. Whatever it is that's being used on them, they are now tasting that blood. They are now setting fire using phosphorus to those children in Palestine, along with the Israelis. As is the mainstream Western media, that's also refusing to correctly cover what's going on out there. They're all using incendiary weapons on unarmed, defenseless children. And they have become Zoharites, or they have become Satanists, in that they are now devoid of human conscience. Their conscience is not only up for sale, Darrell, it is bought and paid for.
Well, now, even within the alternative so-called, and I use this without any emphasis on truth, but the movement that we have been working within, sadly, many of the members of that, or leadership of that, and I'm going to go right to the main Cretan himself, Alex Jones, of course, during the most important week in the world's, in recent history, this week, worse than 9/11, because this slaughter is an ongoing slaughter, an ongoing murder. He, instead of addressing it, he decided to take a week off from his radio show so that he didn't have to address it. Do you understand that this guy took his vacation right at a time that would permit him not to address these issues in any way? So that he would not have to take a stand against Israel and the crimes that Israel's committing? And that is not by accident. That is by design. And I've said it from the beginning that this man is a liar and a front man for the Zionist Jews. And he is leading people away, as are many others, away from this criminal group. And a few of us out here are putting the facts out, but we don't get the same access as they do. And, you know, of course, that keeps our numbers small, Muhammad, but the world can see it today. Everybody can see it. It's right in front of everybody right now, and on top of that, they've just had the Madoff crime, and you know everything that these Zionist criminals have done is starting to come to light, like the glasses going on in the movie They Live. I don't see this ending well for any of us, because we're going to have to battle this one out with fisticuffs. It looks like, Muhammad.
Well, we're not going to change things until, firstly, we recognize what it is we're really dealing with, and not glossing over and looking at it through rose-tinted glasses, but actually saying, these people here are not really people. They're the same in outward form and shape, but inwardly they do represent a risk to the rest of us. And, you know, where are we going to send them this time? Well, what's different about now, Daryl, as opposed to the history, is that they had an advantage in that they could live within a host nation for 100 years or something, eventually get caught out and then get thrown out. What's happening now, of course, which is unique in the world history, is that they're being exposed in dozens and dozens of countries worldwide simultaneously.
Yeah, yeah.
And it does beg the question, you know, where are they going to get sent to after all of this?
Well, if you're a religious person from the Christian faith, you'd say they're going to be sent to hell. and I'll buy the tickets for all of them. Point is that I would like to tell everybody that we can't live, they can't live with us. And given the right opportunities, they will attack again and again and again without relent. So what we have to do now is declare war on Zionist Judaism in a real sense. We have to declare war against Zionist Jews worldwide. And that doesn't mean, you know, just lending lip service to this or kind of, you know, a weak-wristed response to these criminals. We have to take it to them now. This is the only option I think that they're permitting us to make. They're forcing our hand by their actions, Muhammad. We can't sit on the fence anymore with this.
Indeed, it's not a question of us declaring war on them, Daryl. Actually, what it's really about is us recognizing, people out there recognizing, that they have already declared war upon the rest of us.
That's right, that's right, that's better.
They are religiously motivated to
yeah.
doing that.
Yeah.
So, as long as they are members of the religious groups that believe in this kind of manifesting darkness in the world, then we have received from them a declaration of war. They're telling us, we're coming to work evil and mischief in the land. That's what we do. It's what we enjoy doing. It's what we're good at. And you can call us the Hell's Angels. You can call us Satanists. You can call us what you like. But it's what we do. And until such time as the rest of us actually turn around and say, wow, these guys, they're not joking. They really mean it. They are living this stuff. When they say, killing isn't wrong, killing is okay, the only crime is getting caught.
Yeah.
That's what they believe.
Yeah.
The only sin is getting caught. As long as you don't get caught, you haven't committed the sin. And even then, it's only the sin of foolishness, if you like. It's still, they don't believe that the person has committed any sinful action, because sin doesn't exist. For one group, sin is righteousness, and for the other group, sin was just a term that was used for people who were unenlightened, and, the left-hand path of God is fine. What we have, Darrell, is a group who have declared war on the rest of humanity, have been undertaking that war against humanity. We only have to look at the history, the Bolsheviks, Armenia, the black slave trade. This war has been full on. The rest of us just didn't realize that we were in a state of war against these people.
Yeah. Well, let's go on to this absolutely horrific, bizarre even, event that took place on, I think it's Israeli television. Yes, Israeli television, where a doctor who has worked in an Israeli hospital tending to Palestinian arrivees at this hospital, and always been a moderate voice between the two groups, or at least attempted to be, while speaking to the Israeli public on an Israeli television program, he gets news that what, Mohammed? Tell the listeners what happens to this man and what this might mean.
Well, of course, this man is a Fatah spokesman. He represents the idea and has often called for the disarming of Hamas. He wants Hamas to not have any weapons. And bear in mind that the Hamas, of course, were the legitimate government of the Palestinians.
Yeah.
And that they were armed as any other police group would be armed and carried weapons on that basis for the purposes of self-defense and or apprehending criminals. That was the theoretical basis behind it. And this man was one of those people who said, no, we don't even want you to have those kind of guns. And we've covered already on the show the importance of people not disarming in the face of a murderer. It's rather like a murderer breaking into your house and he's got a big knife and he's saying, I want you to put the gun down. And you say, oh, okay, you've already murdered three members of my family, but I'll put the gun down anyway. You'd be an absolute fool to put the gun down.
That's right.
But this chap is one of those people who's promoted the idea of Palestinians giving up their arms and their right to bear arms and this kind of stuff. And of course he was sat there trying to be moderate and trying to say, well, you know, we're not happy as Palestinians about the way things are going, because obviously he can't say that he doesn't care at all. And then apparently he received from somewhere a message which told him that his three children had been in a safe house, what he believed was a safe house, a United Nations safe house. It was actually bombed by the Israelis whilst he was live on air. And he was given the news that his three children had been killed.
Well, this is a pattern with them. And I'll go back to him in a minute, but it's a pattern with this, with the Israelis, to say, get all your people into these UN facilities and they'll be safe there. And when the people arrive, they bomb it and kill all the people inside. This is the third time this has happened. And the UN people on the ground, who are not part of this conspiracy, they're just dolts and dupes, have come out and scream, saying that you guys are targeting the UN compounds and you're murdering women and children after having been sent there by you. So this is one of many examples in the last 20 days where UN compounds with innocents in them are being targeted. And it's a clear act of a war crime, first of all, but it goes beyond anything that I've ever seen. I mean, you know, the term beyond the pale, it meant that it was a region where the Jews were not allowed to travel outside of in the Russian steppes. Well, this one is beyond the pale as well, the fact that they would send people to a safe area and then kill them all.
And of course, the other thing that got targeted in the last 24 hours, Dal, using phosphorus weapons, phosphorus shells, the United Nations has come out and said phosphorus shells were fired upon one of our storage warehouses.
Yep.
Which was, again, the Israeli army had the satellite coordinates of that particular building, and all their food and medicine and clothing, it's no accident that they hit it with phosphorus, because, of course, the phosphorus just set fire to everything. So all the food stores and the clothing stores and the medical aid stores just set on fire. And it's all been destroyed, this story. So the only shipments we've managed to get in of materials to support people here, the necessary goods that are required to for foods and medicines, it's just been burnt down to cinder.
And not only that, the ship, that the boat that was coming in, like the I think the first one that Cynthia McKinney was on was called the Dignity, but there's a second ship that was turned away full of food and medical supplies, and that one was under threat of being sunk as well, just like the first aid shipment was. And so they're not even allowing in any food. So what we're going to see now, on top of being murdered, maimed, and killed and stomped upon, we're going to see them starve to death now.
That's right. I mean, it's no accident that the aid which is going in is called humanitarian aid. It's human aid. It's the basic human necessities which are being delivered.
Well, they shut the water off, Mohammed, months ago. They shut the electric off to the place weeks and I think probably a month and a half ago. They've been pumping raw sewage from their surrounding communities into Palestine, into the Gaza. I mean, what these monsters are willing to do to kill off this population is absolutely the most horrific stuff that anybody could ever witness or see. I've never seen anything like it. I'm dumbstruck by it all. I feel sick to my stomach every day getting up and seeing this stuff, Mom. It's making me sick. You lose hope and faith in humanity when you see this. And that what makes me sicker is that the rest of humanity stands by and watches. What happened to the concept of the Good Samaritan that goes to the aid of that that injured party? You know, in France, it's a crime not to help somebody in need of aid. It's a crime. You can go to jail for it. Where are the French with this great and high-minded belief that, you know, you have to help people in need? Where are they now? Well, you got Sarkozy saying that the Israelis have a right to do this. And not only is he doing that, he's saying now on TV today that now we have to go attack, everybody has to go attack the Iranians. More murder, more mayhem, more killing. This is what he wants. So this is an unending story here, Mohammed. They want to really ignite a mass war here, it looks like. What do you think?
Well, in my opinion, there has been a mass war going on already, Darrell, and it's just about people recognizing that that's what's going on. These murders have been going on such a large scale for such a long time. The good news is that thanks to the internet and the current tragic loss of life and martyrdom of the people currently in Palestine, the Christians and the Muslims and even the secularists who've been killed and the innocent children that have been killed out there, all of them, we hope and pray that their blood isn't spilt for nothing and that the people of the world start to look at this situation and say, hold on a minute, we felt sorry for these people on the basis of the allegations about their suffering in the Second World War and maybe even times before that. Some kind of sympathy was whipped up and that these people have milked that sympathy. But the world now is looking at their conduct and saying, how on earth do we feel sorry for people who behave like this? Surely, if what happened to them, what's supposed to have happened to them really happened, surely they would be at the front of the queue for treating people fairly and righteously and with dignity and humanity. They should be at the front of that queue.
Well, that statement you just made should begin to cast doubt on that story. I mean, look how many times, Mohammed, you have read on the net and in newspapers where these people go out and make themselves victims. You know, they light a fire in front of their own synagogue, or they write a book that's fraudulent, saying that the Goyim tried to kill them in during the Nazi era. Or, I mean, look, these people are out there always playing the sympathy card continually. It's not just the events of World War II that they use. They use any event, fabricated or otherwise, to spin it into, you should feel bad for us. We're the persecuted and prosecuted Jews. Now,
in France, Darrell, there was even a rabbi who stabbed himself with a knife, claiming that it had been done by some Algerians.
Well, a woman in France here, a woman carved a Nazi sticker on her stomach.
And they, of course, this rabbi was actually, when the police went looking for closed-circuit TV evidence of who was on the street, etc., they actually pulled up the filming of him stabbing himself with the knife so that he could make himself look like a victim. If somebody's really been a victim of anything, you know, if I'd been a victim of a mugging, I think the very last thing on my mind, Darrell, would be to pretend that I'd been a victim of a mugging, or for me to even encourage other members of my family or my friends to pretend to have been a victim, even if they were trying to claim some kind of compensation. I really believe, having gone through an experience like that, I wouldn't be doing that. I really wouldn't.
Well, you know, they more and more historians have come to the conclusion, including historians from the Jewish community, that the Anne Frank story is fraudulent, that Anne Frank did exist, but the yarn that was spun from the humble story was turned into this fantastic story, but yet if you say that in Holland, you can be in jailed, and they still continue tours to the Anne Frank house telling the fraudulent story. And I read today on the net that this fraudulent story of this woman, World War II woman, she was on Oprah twice, Oprah Winfrey, telling her story about how her husband and she met and how people used to throw apples over the fence and all this, comes to find out the entire history was bullshit, excuse me, and yet they're going to do a movie on it, even though they know it's a lie. They're going to still do the movie. In other words, even when you catch them lying, you know, they don't even stop the lie. They keep spinning the yarn. Didn't we have a woman last year say she was raised by wolves during her exodus from the German Nazis, and the wolves took care of her? They were going to make a movie out of this.
I remember the legend of Romulus and Remus, the two alleged founders of Rome who were raised by a she-wolf, you know. I mean, this stuff, I think even Jeff Rentz would, you know, he draws the line at Sasquatch and UFO, you know, people being raised by wolves is just, it really does take the biscuit. I know two things that I'm aware of. One, of course, is the famous film Schindler's List.
Oh, boy, yeah.
The book actually, and not many people know this, Darrell, but the book won the Booker Prize for Fiction in 1985. And then when they turned it into a film, they punted it to the general public as based on a true story. But the novel itself has actually won a prize for fiction in the 1980s. That's an absolute fact. And the other thing that I'm aware of is that somebody challenged the diaries of Anne Frank, and I think it may have even been in a Dutch court, and they sent off some of the pages for forensic examination.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually discovered that the ink in which the book was finished was of a biro ink that did not exist until after the 1960s. So it was physically and scientifically impossible for this girl to have actually written those pages, because the ink did not even exist at that time in history.
Well, you know, and now we see these people on every street corner, every newscast, spinning the lies. I turned on French television for the news this morning to see what new lies they were coming up with, and they've got a new presenter on the TV channel. She must have been 22, 23 years old, a young girl, as Jewish a girl as you could possibly look at. She looked like, I don't know, but she was absolutely Jewish. You turn the channel to the next news channel, and there's another Jewish gal there. Turn the channel to the next one, it's a Jewish guy. Every single channel news in France that was telling you the story was being told by a Jew. Everyone. And when you find out that every one of those networks is controlled by Jews, then you start saying to yourself, what are we to do about truth? And what is it that we need to do? Again, we can't live amongst these people. They are not to be trusted in any way. And they got to be frog marched out of their control positions and into prisons and into courtrooms and into goodness knows what else. I don't know what else to do with them. But the fact is, they need to be prosecuted and convicted of the crimes they're committing now. Look at Darfur, for example. The financing and the money for the Janjaweed came from Jewish financiers, and they want to covet that land of natural resources, so they got to kill the indigenous people. They've been doing the same thing in Congo. They're doing it right now by supporting Mugabe. Same group, same Zionist Jews. My point is, Muhammad, there is no quarter on earth of any value where these criminals, these sickos, these psychopaths, are not murdering, raping, and pillaging. And the biggest murder they commit every year, which most people don't even realize, one of the biggest, is that they control the heroin trade and the drug trade in the world, and we get 50, 60,000 people a year dying from drug overdoses and drug addiction that these people are making billions off of, and they control. Now, but look what Sassoon did to the Chinese. Same group.
Absolutely, Dal. And I find that, if one were to imagine, just imagine that you were accused of some charge by the police in the United States or here in Europe or anywhere in the Western world. You've been accused of a crime. And you're now going up before a judge. And that judge is a member of the Jewish community. And he's a Zoharite. He doesn't believe in right or wrong. He doesn't believe that the person who stood in front of him has done right or wrong. What he's going to do is what he considers to be the thing which is most pleasing to him. And even though the evidence that could be presented would demonstrate your innocence, out of sheer anarchy, this person could find you guilty and give you the most ridiculous sentence. And I put forward to our listening audience out there, Dal, this idea that many of the perverse and perverted judgments that we see in cases where, killers walk free and people who have got parking fines end up getting 25-year sentences, all this insanity actually derives from the fact that these people are in the judiciary. We have to get rid of them from the judiciary.
Yes. Out of the pile of money, he pulled a $100 bill out and left the rest of it behind. She handed him the pile. He only took $100, walked out. Got caught, of course. And went to court and said, yes, I was starving and homeless and had no money, and I couldn't get any help from anybody, so I had to take something. They gave him 15 years in prison. The same day he got the 15-year sentence for the $100 theft, not armed robbery, he wasn't armed, didn't have a gun or anything, Madoff went home to his $7 million Midtown Manhattan mansion for $50 billion theft. And the $50 billion theft that he had is the money that's going to get paid out to all of his supporters. I mean, where the heck is this justice system? Of course, take a look behind the scenes. You'll find a Jewish judge or a Jewish prosecutor or somebody from the Jewish community involved in this. Absolutely, 100% sure.
Absolutely. And the mischievous nature is not only the overriding of the judicial system, but also these completely senseless sentences like this poor chap has received. One can only say that anybody who gives 15 years for that kind of an offence is clearly trying to just cause misery and suffering in the world. There's no logic or rhyme or reason that can be imagined as to why such an extraordinarily heavy sentence should be given for somebody on such a minor piece of conduct.
Well, you know, here we are. I believe we're coming up to that time now where the gig is up. They can't keep the eggs in the air. We're going to see a cascading of activity from between now and the end of February that's going to cause an acceleration in the mayhem and sickness that we see. Well, goodness knows what that'll be. Some people are believing that it's another fake terrorist attack. I'm not against believing that myself. But even without a new fake attack on us, things are coming to a rather abrupt end here because the system itself is finally falling apart. And we said back in the autumn of last year that once the real figures for Christmas came out and the full damage to the commercial real estate and to the businesses that didn't very bad business during Christmas came to light, that we would see a complete run on the financial structure as well as the stock markets and the rest. And I believe we're on that precipice now as we speak. And that is why they're coming out with the rest of the nonsense to divert attention away from all of it so the whole thing comes apart. And it looks like we're right on the cusp here, Mohammed. What is your take?
Oh, yes, definitely. We've now started the descent element into the bottoming out now and the destruction of the real economy. That's well underway. A very important milestone in that this week, of course, has been the demise of Nortel.
Yes.
The North Canadian telecommunications giant.
Yep.
Nortel, of course, was the largest company on the stock exchange, the Toronto Stock Exchange. It was the biggest company by market capitalization. This was a company now that was worth $230 billion about a year ago. That was the estimated value of the company. Last week, it has just signed up and requested bankruptcy protection as at last week.
Yep. And the assets will, of course, flow into another Zionist Jewish control company. We see today Microsoft and Yahoo now declaring that they're going to set up headquarters in Israel. Of course, Google did that already. So now we're going to have all of the search engines and all of the data collection points all going through Israel. This is at a time when everybody's recognizing Israel as being the most vile place human beings have ever set a population up. We're in a mess here. We're in the center of one of the biggest messes in human history. And it's slated to get worse, Mohammed. I don't know what to tell people anymore except what we've been telling them. You know, protect your families, buy a lot of extra food, buy bullets, buy guns, buy protection, buy anything you need to have beside you to survive and start. I told some people today when I was out shopping for a couple of items at the local store, They were talking about these issues, and I brought up the fact that this is going to cascade into a mess very soon, and that we needed to start contacting the gendarmes individually. We have to start talking to them. If you've got any, I said, if you have gendarmes in your family, you've got to tell them the story. You've got to tell them these facts. Now, I'm going to give the same message out to Americans. If you have a policeman in your family, if it's your brother or your son or your cousin, or if you just your neighbor, you've got to tell that man or that woman or that person that the public is not to be assaulted by you. That, in fact, the people that need to be arrested and must be arrested are the people we've been describing for the last hour and 10 minutes here, Mohammed, because they are the first line of our own defense as the public. And by and large, the police departments aren't Jews. There's very few of them in service other than criminality. And you don't find large numbers of Jews in police departments these days.
Certainly not in the rank and file, you don't, Darrell. No, maybe a bit higher up the stack, but not in the rank.
Yeah. So
it is necessary for the police and the security and the intelligence services that aren't bought and paid for by these people, for them to recognize that what we're calling for is also the protection of them and their lifestyle and their children and the future lifetimes of their children.
That's right.
We want an inclusive world for all of them, and that these people have to free themselves from these political criminals and start acting independently in a righteous fashion against this tyranny.
That's right. You're exactly right. We've come, we've come to the end of an hour and 15 minute discussion here, Muhammad. It took on a bit of a life of its own in the beginning, and I don't ever regret the discussions we have. They seem to go where the subjects kind of meander to, and I appreciate your time spent on this. Without your help, we wouldn't be able to get this kind of complete message out there, and so the French Connection, I personally appreciate it, Muhammad.
Oh, you're very welcome, Darrell, and I'm also very grateful for you, to you, for the platform, for you putting a platform together and making it available, and for you sticking in this fight and persevering for the time you have. The world is a better place for it, I'm sure.
Well, thank you, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of this particular installment of The French Connection. Please take seriously the recommendations we've made here this evening, because we are at the very limit of sanity in the world. We're heading down that slippery slope to our own demise if we don't put our foot down right now. This means every man, woman, and child who cares about the future of their lives and their families' lives. It has to be done this minute. We have to stop these people. We have to get them out of our lives. Fortunately, there are some Jews waking up. We need to embrace the fact that they're willing to fight against these people as well. So make sure that we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater here. There are a lot of allies that we can make within the Jewish community from people who are kind and righteous. So bear that in mind. So until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Darrell Bradford Smith, and I tell you all, please be well. Bye-bye now.